And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, July the 25th, 2011. It was on this date, 2000, the Concorde crashed outside Paris, killing 109 persons aboard. One of the tires burst, the debris struck a fuel tank, and the plane burst into flames. It was the world's first supersonic commercial passenger plane, traveled twice the speed of sound, never made any money. It cost so much to develop. It was noisy, expensive to operate, and they stopped flying it altogether in 2003. It's the anniversary of the first successful demonstration of a commercial electric telegraph, 1837. Early attempts were not encouraging. There was a German design, used separate wires for each letter of the alphabet and each numeral. The wires submerged in glass tubes filled with acid, and you had to watch which tube bubbled. Another design worked over longer distances, but it was slow. It transmitted two letters per minute. The one in 1837 in England had six wires, five needle pointers, and it was used by the Great Western Railway over a 13-mile stretch from Paddington Station to West Drayton. Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis debuted at Atlantic City's 500 Club on this day in 1946. Martin, the singer, Lewis, the comedian. They had two shows that night. The first one was scripted, and it was terrible. For the second show, they went for broke, did the whole thing off the cuff. They heckled each other, broke dishes, did slapstick. They played to each other, they ignored the audience, and people loved it. It was on this day, 1956, the SS Andrea Doria, an Italian liner, sank off of Nantucket Island after a collision with the SS Stockholm, 11 in the evening, traveling in a fog bank. The crew of the Andrea Doria took the first three lifeboats off the sinking ship, but the Stockholm came to the rescue of the passengers and a French liner, the Île-de-France, and only 46 people died. And it's the birthday of Louise Brown, the first baby conceived via in vitro insemination, Great Britain, 1978, the town of Oldham. She was followed 4 years later by her sister Natalie, also conceived by in vitro. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and she weighed 5 pounds, 12 ounces. And Natalie was the first one of the in vitro babies to have a baby herself, which she did in 1999. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Bass, Phone Therapy. I was relief once for a doctor on vacation and got a call from a man on a windowsill. This was New York, a dozen stories up. He was going to kill himself, he said. I said everything I could think of. And when nothing worked, when the guy was still determined to slide out that window and smash his delicate skull on the indifferent sidewalk. Do you think, I asked, you could just postpone it until Monday when Dr. Lewis gets back? The cord that connected us, strung under the dirty streets, the pizza parlors, taxis, women in sneakers carrying their high heels, drunks lying in piss, that thick coiled wire, waited for the waves of sound. In the silence, I could feel the air slip in and out of his lungs, and the moment when the motion reversed, like a goldfish making the turn at the glass end of its tank, I matched my breath to his, slid into the water, and swam with him. Okay, he agreed. Phone Therapy by Ellen Bass. From Mules of Love, published by Boa Editions Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.